Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Samach Dalet, and we are on Samach Gimel Amebeis, traveling through a Zehu Neshach, these 15 blot, 2 weeks of Ribbis issues mostly. A couple of other issues come up along the way, but this is really a very local, concentrated Sugya. Everything you want to know, there are very few topics of Ribbis outside of this parak. It's all right here, and there's not much else with these daffin, but of course, like every daffin shas, you know, we try to glean out some messages about the topic at hand and other issues as well that come up. Okay, so now we're up to Samach Gimel Amud Beis. By the two dots, Rav Nachman tells us the secret of Ribbis. Rav Nachman tells us this line sounds very similar to a Gemara that we had earlier, back in the second parak, when we spoke about the secret of Aveda. We spoke about Aveda, and the Gemara's language there was, if you remember, on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Klala da Avedta. The Klal of Aveda is as follows. Once you have Chisar and Kis, once you have Yesh Vechulu. So now, that was Rav Zvid in the name of Rava. Now we have Klala de Ravisa, as if to capture the essence of the idea of the halacha. Earlier we pointed out, it's interesting that the secret of Aveda is Yeush. Right? That's what the Gemara said earlier, and we spoke about that a lot. Maybe that's very telling. So here, Amar of Nachman, what is the secret of Ribbis? On a Doraisa level, Klala Duravisa, Kol Agar Natarle Usser. Any agar natar. What is agar natar? Any time that my money is delayed and stays with you and you pay for it. So that is what is usur. That is agar natar. Rashi towards the... Rashi does not comment here. He comments elsewhere. But the other he's trying to pick up. What is being included here? Any agar natar is included. The Ritva says maybe it's including even mecher cases, meaning on a daraisa level, as we said, it's only cases of halva. But any agar natar, says the Ritva, velomi boy agar natar halva, shirviyachlo aleha zman, elafilo ozule bemecher, mishum harvacha zman aser, even if he gives you a discounted price, that is also aser vahainu denokat kol. That is what kol includes, meaning this line is not just talking about ribbis daraisa, it's talking even about some of the cases of Ribbis Drabanan. If you look in the Rivid in the Sheet of Kubetzes, he says, Kol Agar Natar, even all the cases of Ribbis Drabanan that are mutter, but if you specify it at the time of the creation of the relationship, then it would be usser. It's only if things come up afterwards, and it doesn't look like it, and it doesn't violate any. But, says the Rivet, Tahachi Asal Ashmin on Rav Nachman, the Filu Al Shtar Shebashuk, I'm sorry, Al Sha'ar Shebashuk, O Yeshlo, as we spoke about yesterday, those are the two cases that are mutter. If there's a market value and he has, Shehu Mutter, Im His Kirlo, Schar Hashimur, Usser. Tahavile Karibis Mucheres, as we'll talk about at the end of the parak. So the call here is coming to include something. The Ritva and the Ravid discuss what it is coming to include. So, says the Gemara. The Amar of Nachman, Rav Nachman says a third statement regarding Ribbis, right? We had the first one yesterday. Right? The first one Rav Nachman said about the case where, I'm sorry, this is the second one and the third one's coming. The Amar of Nachman, Haiman Diyav Zuzi Likira, if there is someone who gives money to a supplier of wax, Kira's wax, the Ka'azli Dalid Dalid, and the market value is that it's four chalos, four sections of wax for a zuz. The Ka'azli Dalid, that's what would happen if you would go try to go buy it. The Amarle, Yehivna Lecha, hey, I'm going to pay you now, you need the money, so I'm going to buy now, but you're going to give me wax in a month from now, but you're going to give me five for a zuz. Not just four for his zuz. You're going to give me a discounted price. Isnihu gabe. So if he has the wax right then and he can really theoretically give it to him, then shari, that it's mutter, because it's as if he bought the wax already and it goes up in the rishus of the buyer. Lesnu gabe, but if he doesn't have any and he's not giving the market value, then he's not giving that as the market value, then usser, then that would be a problem. Says the Gemara Pshita. Isn't that what we know of from the other Mishnah later on in the Perek? That if he has, great, if not, not. Answer, Lo tzricha de islay ashray b'masa. Maybe the chiddush is that even if this supplier has already paid wholesalers, he just didn't get it yet. So is that called having it? Is that called Yeshlo? If he already paid and he's earmarked to get it, so that's the Chiddush. Ma'o de Tema, Kima de Islay Ashray B'masa, since he's already paid in the city, Ad She Yavo B'ni, O Ad She Emsa Mavteach Dami, it's as if he already has it, he just can't get to it right now. Because he's owed it. Kamash Malan, no. Kiva de Mechsri, Guvaina, Kaman de Les Nu Dami, since he still lacks the collection, he paid for it, but he doesn't have it. So then, there's still an Issur Rabbanan, Kaman Deles Nehudami, and we don't count that that would work. Right? Similar to the Kol Ha'om Ligvo Sugya, but this is a little different. It's that there's no Shtar involved. It's just that he paid for it, but he didn't get it yet. That's the Chiddush that the Din Rabbanan still applies here. Good. V'yomer Rav Nachman. This is the third statement of Rav Nachman regarding issues of ribis right here. Haiman de osiv pshite mechavre. Someone who borrowed some small chains, pshiti, from his friend. Right, can I have some, you have some small change for the bus? Yeah, sure. Please. He gives me a handful of change. He gives me pshiti mechavre. V'yashkach betufaina. Then when I look at it, I see that it's more than we agreed upon. I needed 25 and you gave me more than that. So what do I have to assume about that? Do I assume that you didn't realize that you gave me more? Or have you given me a present? Which is it? So, e bichdei shahadas note toe, if it's the amount that we could assume that people make mistakes and they didn't really mean to give you more than mechayev ladurelei. That's geneva's das, so to speak, or at least ta'us, and therefore you have to give it back. V'ilav, but if it's a larger amount that people don't make such mistakes, meaning, it's clear that he did this on purpose. V'ilav, if that's not true, then matana ba'almahu diavle, then he could assume that it was a gift, and you don't have to give it back, and you can keep it. That's the difference in the cases. Hey, chidami b'chdei shadas note. How do you know? How much is shadas note? And by the way, the Magen Mishnah says this could apply to both directions. The Magen Mishnah has two gersos. What exactly is the case? Is it that the borrower received more when he borrowed some small change? Or is it that the malve got more back when he was returned the small change? The Magen Mishnah quotes two different gersos. Our gersa is that the receiver received more than the small change. The Magen Mishnah is not sure about the gersa of the Rambam. The Rambam sounds like our gersa, but he quotes both gersos. And he says the same idea would work. Depends on the, right, this, but why is the Magen Mishnah explaining this here? Because if it's the other direction, that's what this has to do with ribis. If it's a case where the person just gave him more, like our girsa, a little difficult. What is this doing here? It has to do with more money, but if the lova gets more, so then that's not a case of ribis. That's a question of, do you say it's a gift, or do you say that he lent him more, or he made a mistake? But if it's a case of giving him back more, that already borders on ribis, because obviously he's giving back more than he got. Says the Magen Mishnah, nearly. Shagirsas Rabbeinu Sham. This is Malveh, Perek Dalet. Haiman to Ozef Pshite Lichavre. I think the Girsa of the Rambam is Lichavre, not Mechavre. He gives it Lichavre, V'ashkach bo tufaisa, Pirish v'achach bohu, Likishem machziram lo. And you find more when you give it back. The Girsa acheres yeish, Haiman de Yozef Shite, Mechavre. V'nira lefi Girsa zu, Tidgafka b'shelova, Melove motzi yoser. Aval kishemalve motzi yoser, yeish litlos, Shehalove nosen yoser mishum ribis. The Asur, and he continues that the other gear, so the other direction, that's what would be the reference to ribis. Okay, so says the Gemara. So how do you know? What's the shear of whether he made a mistake or not? Say, right, you don't know. Sometimes, you know, a larger mistake might go on the financial tax bracket of the malve. Chavetz Chaim says in Parsha Shoftim, just thought of it, I would have brought it. Chavetz Chaim says in Parsha Shoftim that the pasuk says, "Ki ashochad ya'aver eini chachamim misalav divrei tzadikim." Right, shochad blinds the eyes of the wise. So the Chavetz Chaim gives a mashal. He says, imagine if two people are talking about a third party, and they said they're talking about, "Oh, he's really rich." So, do you know if he's really rich or not? So you really don't know. It depends on the financial status of the people talking. If they're very poor and then they call somebody rich, then that's not saying much. That's not saying much because they have more than him. If he has the average person and then the average person says, "Oh, he's rich," so then you know a little bit more. If you ask, says Chafetz Chaim, Rothschild, you know, if somebody's rich, then and he says he's rich, then you know. If Rothschild says somebody's rich, so then you know that there's. Says the Chafetz Chaim, if you ask somebody if somebody is a chacham, again, you don't know, because it depends on the wisdom of the person involved. If you ask Einstein, you know, is this guy a smart guy? And he says, yeah, he's smart. Then you know, if Einstein's telling you, you know he's really smart. If the Torah HaKadosha calls somebody a chacham, the Torah, then you know they're off the charts. The Torah says, Ki yashochad ya'aver eini chachamim, b'salat divrei tzaddikim. Meaning, even the wisest of the wise, the Torah is calling them a chacham. And the Torah still says that shochad could blind, and shochad could make somebody not think straight. And that's why you have all the sugyas at the end of Ksubis, where the various Amoram did not want to take the case of people who had ever done them a favor in life, lest their decision-making would be clouded based on the fact that they had done. Why are we bringing that in here? Because that's maybe part of the implicit question of the Gemara. How do you know what's the mistake that people make? You know, you can have a very rich person who pocket change, he's off by 500 and it doesn't mean anything to him. He doesn't care about it. While if somebody is not in such a great financial state, it's not anything little. So how do you decide? So the Gemara says, you're right, it has nothing to do with subjectivity. The Amr of Acha, Breder of Yosef, Be'isur Yasa, Ve'chumsha Yasa. In the days of the Gemara, they counted by fives and by tens. So if somebody's off by fives, they were supposed to give you 25 and they gave you 30, said, you know, it's probably a mistake. He counted out a certain number of fives and he did one too much. Or tens. That's how you know. Be'isur Yasa, Ve'chumsha Yasa. Tosfos points out on the top Tosfos, and this is quoted in Choshe Mishpat in Reish Lamed Beis. The Choshe Mishpat, the Ramah quotes this in Reish Lamed Beis, but first we'll see the Tosfos. Says the Tosfos, Heim hayu regilin b'chamisha kederach sh'anu monin echad echad. Right? They were regil to count in fives like we count ones. Uladidan have a b'chol inyan b'chdei shadas nota. Right? According to us, it doesn't have to go by fives or tens. This isn't a lumdus. This is a question of the way that people generally count. And the Ramah quotes this in Choshe Mishpat, in Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Beis, the Ramah says, quotes this idea of Tosfos, and the other Rishonim say it as well. We'll see how far you take this. But the Ramah says, let me just find it right here. Ubi makam shiragilun limnos achas achas o shnayim shnayim b'chayotzei bazeh mikri shadas notel fi aminak shiragilun limnos. Right, that's the Ramah. The Sma has an interesting comment. What if you're off by seven? What if you count that you're off by seven? Do you say that you have to give back five and then keep two? Right, do you say that, you know, maybe you're off by a five and then there's two that I could keep? Says the Sma, no, the point is that this is seven, it's not five. And therefore, you'd be able to keep all of it. You don't have to assume that some of it is a mistake and some of it is extra. It's the Sma on that Shulchan Aruch. He discusses this in the beginning of Simon Reish Lamed. Reish Lamed Beis. Okay, continues the Gemara. Amalei Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Ravashi v'inish takifa hu d'lo yav matan amai. And if it's an inish takifa, and if it's, let's say, a strong man that never gives, you know, he's a strong, he's an ish alim, right? An inish takif, right? Rashi says, zeshe nasam lo adam kashehu she'eno ragil l'gmol chasadim. He has a reputation of being a miser. He doesn't give out gifts. So if he has that type of personality, do the rules change? Because you know this guy never makes mistakes. He doesn't give out a penny. So even if he's off by two, maybe he should give it back. Oh, my lay. No, you don't have to give it back. Why? Dilma, remember, we're not talking about Isurim here now. We're talking about Mominus. So you also have weighted Hamotzebech Haveril of Araya. Once I have it, so prove to me that it was a mistake. So Al Gemara is saying, so what if he's a miser? No, Dilma Migzal Gazle, maybe at one time in the past he stole money from you, and he's too embarrassed to give it back. So you know what? He's just throwing it in now. The Ivla Lebechesbon, he's being mavliya it. He's giving you back a little extra. And that's why, again, you do not have to give it back. D'tanya, as the Brisa says, we learned at the end of Mesechus Baba Kama, Hagozel as Chaveiro Ve'evliya lo b'cheshbon yatsa, b'di'eved, you know, you're supposed to do a hashava, where you do tshuva v'chulu, but as long as you give it back, even if you didn't announce that you're giving it back, it's going to work. Why? Why does it work? So if you remember the Gemara there says, the Mordechai quotes it here, that we could assume there's Das Bailim. Why? Based on the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Adam asui l'mashmesh b'kiso b'kal sha'a. People are always checking their pockets to make sure their wallet's still there and to make sure the money that's in there in the kiss is still there. So you can assume he knows about it. Adam asui l'mashmesh b'kiso b'kal sha'a. At the end of Bava Kamma, we had four different opinions about requiring da'as for hashava. So we're not going to review those again, but this relates to that sugya. But the Gemara says, as long as you put it back, if it's money, you are yotze. Again, all of this is also, the Rush here says, where the malvet didn't come and say, oh, I think I made a mistake. If he comes and says, I made a mistake, then obviously all of this falls away and you have to give back to him whatever he said, I made the mistake. All of this is only where he doesn't come. And you're not sure what to do. V'davka ilo asi eino chayev lahachzir v'samech ahav la'a. Avali asi ihu v'yamar ta'isi b'minyin chayev lahachzir lo. Then if you're sure you have to give it back, he's the one that recognizes it, then it has to be given back. Good. V'in inish, continues the Gemara, v'in inish da'asi me alma de'lo shakal v'tari b'hademai. What if he is both known to be a miser, he never gives any money, and he's known to have never done business with this guy. So you can't assume that he stole from him at some point in the past, and he's trying to give it back now. My, so Amar Lei Gemara says, don't worry, you still don't have to give it back. Dilma inish achrina gazlei, maybe a third party stole, and the third party doesn't want to go back to the nigzal directly, he's embarrassed. So he goes to this other guy, and says, you know what, if you ever lend money to so-and-so, you know, give him a little extra for me. So there's always the possibility. If he ever asks you for some small change, and therefore you don't have to give it back. Again, you read some of these cases, you're like, really? That's so far-fetched, that's so unusual, why would you think that? But the Gemara is not saying that's the only svara, right? The other tzad is hamotze mechavera alav haraya, right? You gave me more than I asked for. So unless I know otherwise, I'm not giving it back. If the guy comes and says I made a mistake, then he doesn't need aid him that he made a mistake, because it's a tenuous hamotze mechavera alav haraya. But if he doesn't say anything, then the burden of proof is upon him, so to speak, and we are taninan. We are on his behalf saying, is there a serious reason why we should have to give it back? And that's why these svaris are mentioned, even though they might seem a little weak. Okay, Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, Have yasivna b'shilhi pirkei derav. I was sitting at the end of Rav Shir. At the end of Rav Shir. What does that mean at the end of Rav Shir? So you might read this and say he came late, right? He was saying, why was he only sitting at the end of Rav Shir, right? So you might say that might be an idea. Whatever, for some reason he had come late, but he was at the end of Rav Shir and he only heard the last two words, which he didn't know what it was talking about. That's what the Gemara is about to get into. It might be otherwise as well. There is an idea. Rebekah of Emden writes this in Yevamos on Daf Samach Vav, that in the days of old, they didn't really ask questions in the middle of Shir. They listen to the Rebbe, all the different descriptions, the Rebbe's on the bench, the students are on the floor, in the Avak. They didn't ask questions during Shir. They only asked questions at the end of Shir. They held their questions. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emdid in the Yavetz, Samach Vav in Yevamos, Nira Be'enai. Because there the same Lashon is used. Yosef Rabba another one of the Amoram, Bishilhi, again at the end, doesn't mean they came late. Nira Be'enai Bishas Drasha, Lohayu Yoshvim, Af Lohayu Rashaim Liftoach Peh, Lomar Davar Me'atzmam, Ella Makshivim Divrei Hadorish. Right, they listen at the end, they ask questions. Maybe that's what it means here. They had to wait till the end. Remember, the Mishnah in Avos says you have to ask questions if you need to, right? Lo habayshan lamed, v'lo hakaptan melamed, but v'lo habayshan lamed. But it doesn't mean one has to ask questions at that moment, right? It has to be write down the question, and you know, maybe the rabbi is going to say I'm going to answer it during the shiur, probably anyway. Just hold off. But that is the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, right? We always have to ask. We also have mentioned in the past the Gemara in Erevin that really highlights both of these sides. Right? The Gemara in Erevin about Rebbe Preda. They remember Rebbe Preda, who taught the student 400 times until he finally understood it every single day. Until one day, he taught it to him 400. He came into Shir. He's like, you know, guys, I'm just letting you know I have to leave right after Shir. I have to go to Simcha. And then he taught it to him 400 times, and he still didn't get it after 400 times. And he asked him, he says, I don't understand. Every day you get it after 400 times. Manish Tana Hayom Azeh Mikol Halelos. So he says, Rebbe, I can't focus because you said you're leaving right after Shir, and I'm nervous. You know, I feel, I can't. So if you pray that says, you know what? Forget what I said. I'm sitting here until you finish it. He taught it to him another 400 times, says the Gemara. And sometimes you think that the Gemara is not to be taken literally, but it sounds like it should be taken literally. Because the next line of the Gemara is that a Baskel goes out from Shemayim and says, Rabbi Preda, do you want 400 X more years added onto your life? Or do you want the whole generation to go to Olam Haba? He chooses the latter. The Baskel says, okay, you got both. Right? That's the great Gemara of Rabbi Preda. So that's usually used to emphasize and to highlight the godless of the Rebbe. Rebbe Preda has such patience, amazing, unbelievable, right? He's Mekayim v'lo hakapton melamed. But what could also suggest that Gemara highlights the obvious, the opposite, v'lo habayshan lamed. And that is, imagine the student that keeps asking. You know, most of the time we'll go through a daf, and if it's like a daf that we didn't really get, like, okay, fine, I'll get it next round. You know, I'll figure it out. Oh, do we sit on it? Do we listen again? Do we push? That's the student. Below Habayshan Malamed, that he kept, Lamed, right, he kept going and going, trying to understand it. So even whether it's in the middle of Shir, whether it's at the end of Shir, right, we have to really try to figure out to make sure that we understood. I heard a great Ha'ara recently, just to mention, it's not exactly connected, but it's a great Ha'ara. I heard it from Rabbi Yonasan Sachs, that he writes it in his commentary on Pirkei Avos. He puts together two ideas, talking about trying to understand Torah and pushing oneself. We know Reb Lazar ben Hyrcanus has tremendous midos. Right in the second parak, Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai talks about the 5-star students of his, and that he had, and each of them had a special midah. Reb Lazar ben Hyrcanus, Reb Yeshua ben Chananya, Reb Yossi, Reb Lazar ben Arach. So Reb Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was bar sud she'enu ma'abe tipa. It's like a pit that did not lose a drop. It's like lined in the middle, and, you know, it was filled in debit loose, meaning he never forgot anything. Never forgot. He was like a computer. You put the information in, it's there. Barsuch Enimabi Tipa. He had an unbelievable memory. Amazing. God's gift. Right? Because very often memory is not, you know, we all work hard, but some people have a photographic memory. Barsuch Enimabi Tipa. But he says it's fascinating to see this Mishnah in light of the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that Reb Eliezer Ben Arach, Reb Lazar says that miyamai lo kadmani adam bebeis hamedrash. Nobody ever got to the beis hamedrash before me. I never came late to shir. And v'lo yashati bebeis hamedrash lo shinas keva v'lo shinas arai v'lo hinachti adam bebeis hamedrash v'yasasi. Nobody ever came before me, and nobody ever left after me. Meaning, with all of his God-given talents, right, of the memory, he killed himself for Torah. And he came early and he left. He didn't say, okay, I can only come at day. I don't only have to come today. I can come late. Right? But no, he didn't say that. Right? He didn't say that. He worked hard and hard. Again, Rabbi Sachs gave a little different shot. But I think putting these two Gemaras together, it's pretty amazing that with all the God-given talent, he still had the amelus. He still worked very hard. He did not come late, even though the pashas of this Gemara sounds like that sometimes they came late, but it might mean the other way as well. As we understood, they just asked the questions at the end of the shir. Okay, so either way, we continue. Rav Kahana says, Avi Yasivna B'Shili Pirkei Derav. It was at the end of the shir. It really sounds like they came late here because it sounds like they only heard the end of the shir. They didn't know what it was talking about. But, okay. Shvisham is to kamar kari kari. They heard him say, kari kari. V'lo yadana my kamar. They didn't know what he was talking about. What's kari kari? What's the case? Basar to kam Rav. After Rav left, Amri Lahu, they said to the people, the other Talmidim were in the shir, my kari kari to kamar Rav. Meaning what was he talking about? Amru li hachi kamar rav. This is what Rav was talking about. Hai man diyohev zuze ligina akari. If somebody gave a gardener, a farmer, money for curry for gourds, and he wanted to buy melons, the ka'azli asara curry b'nei zarsa, and they were being sold 10 curry. B'nei Zarsa, Zeres is a half an amma, right? That's the length of the gourds. And they paid him a zuz for 10 gourds, half an amma size each. V'yomer le, yehivna lecha b'nei garmida. And he said, the farmer said, you know what, if you give me the money now, I'll give you, in the future, I'll give you gourds double the size. Garmida is an amma, right? So he's going to give something that is even in the future. Isnu Shari Lesnu Aser. Exactly the same type of case. He's going to give him a discounted price in the future for the money now. So is that ribis? It smacks a little bit of ribis, as the Mishnah says later on. And it says right here, if he has those gourds today, then fine, that's not called ribis. It's as if the buyer has them already. All good. Lesnu Aser. But if he doesn't have them, then it is Aser. Says the Gemara Pshita. So again, isn't that obvious? We learned that in the Mishnah. Mao detema kiva de bemela karabu shaper dami. You might think that no. What if he only has the small gourds? So you might think, is that good enough? Because they're going to grow into the big gourds. So is that considered yeshlo? That's the chiddush. You might have said, since the growth happens memela, it's considered yeshlo. Kamash malan, it is not. Only if he has the big ones. If he doesn't have the big ones, so then that is not good enough. There is a Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mechira, in Perek Chaf Aleph, the beginning, Aleph through Gimel. The Rambam says, Hamakna lechavero davar she'eno misuyam. If somebody is makna to their friend something that is not definite, it's not a specific article. I'm not selling you a watch. I'm selling you Eina Mesuyam. Im Hayamino Yadua, if it is a known item, Ava Bishain Midaso Mishklo Minyana Yadua Rizakana. If the type is known, even if the amount is not known, so then that is okay. Vim Ein Mino Yadua Lokana. But if you don't know even the type, then it is a problem. Kate said, and he says, Arimazu Shalchidavani Mocha Lachabakah Vakach. If somebody says, I'm going to give you this pile of wheat. You don't know how much wheat is in there. I'm going to give you this pile of wheat. I'll give you this bag of figs. I'm selling you this wine cellar. You don't know how much wine is in there. In all those cases, it works. I sold you wine. I sold you dates. That's good enough. Even though you were off in what you thought it was, and there's still it works. Aval homer lechaveru kol mashiish bebayis hazeh ani mocha lecha b'kach v'kach. Whatever's in this house, I'm selling you. You have no idea what's in the house. Oh, kol mashiish b'teva hazos. Oh, b'sak hazeh. Surprise box. I'm selling you the surprise box. You have no idea what's in there. V'ratza halokeach u'mashach, and the buyer bought it. Ein kan kinyan klal. There's no kinyan. Shalo samcha das alokeach. Because the buyer has no smichas das. He has no idea what he's buying. Shari eini odea ma yeshbo im tevin im zav. Is it gold? Is it cotton? Is it feathers? I have no idea. Doesn't work. Ve'ein ze ela kemesachik v'kubya. That's the Rambam's lashon. Right? That's it. Right? He says that's the chilek in the cases. Says the Magen Mishnah, lo matzasi davar b'gemara uchalul mo mimenu kein. I don't know where the Rambam got this from. That it's not specified or not. So here the Mefarshim wonder, you know, does this Gemara that we just did have anything to do with that? He says, right, somebody says, I'll give you, I know, Zuz for the, right, for Vakazli Asara Kari Benezar. It goes for this price. Is this measured enough? Is this specified enough? You know, and maybe if it is, maybe that's why it's specified. That's where the Rambam got it from. Something like that. Okay, but either way, that's an important Rambam to be aware of. The Achronim related to this Gemara. But either way, what the Gemara say? Small gourds is not considered yeshlo if you need big gourds. Says the Gemara, Keman ki aitane, it's like the following opinion. Titania the Brisa says, Haholik lachlovis izav, filigzozes rechelov, filiradosis kabaraso. And it even relates more. I probably should have waited to say that Rambam on the following Gemara, but we'll relate it again. Somebody's going to milk their goats, or to shear their sheep, or to get honey out of their honeycombs. Well, the Rambam says kavaraso. Matzo chaver va'amarlo. Mashi'izai cholvos machar lecha. Yeah, I apologize. It's really on the next piece of Gemara. Mashi'izai cholvos machar lecha. Mashi'rechelai gozos machar lecha. Mashi'kivarti rode machar lecha. I'm selling you whatever I milk. Right, whatever honey I do, mutter. That is mutter. Why is it mutter? So number one, it's a problem for that Rambam that we just mentioned. Sounds like he has, unless you say it's enough, it's just missing the Mishkal. Maybe this is the Rambam source, right? You're saying milk, you're saying an item, you're just going to give a measurement, maybe this is a source. But why isn't it ribis? Right, maybe you're going to get much more than what you paid for. Right, I'm going to give you a certain amount, but he's going to give a lot more. It's still mutter. Why is it mutter? Rashi says, important Rashi, Mutter shahari kibel alav hefsid vischar. A rule that's going to come up later on. If there's a risk factor involved, that even if you profit from it, there's no ribbis. Ribbis is only when you could only win or break even. But if you could win or lose, break even is a question, but if you could win or lose, like in this case, maybe there's going to be very little milk produced. Maybe there's going to be a lot of milk produced. Rashi says that's where there is karov lehefsid kimo l'schar. Hefsid meaning risk and loss, schar meaning profit. If you're taking the same, you have no idea what's going to happen, that's not a ribbis problem. So that's why it's mutter. Aval, but if he would say, imam arlo mashi izai cholvos kach v'kach, machalucha. But if he says, this amount I'm going to give you of the milk, mashi rechelai gozos kach v'kach machalucha, mashi kavarti rodeh v'kach v'kach machalucha, usher. There's no risk, because he's buying in right now, right? And he's going to get setting the price right now. But 1 minute. What, this is like a forward contract? But doesn't he have it now? So it should be mutter? V'yaf agav d'me mela karavu. No, he doesn't have it. He's going to milk the cow. He's going to, as the wool grows, he's going to cut it. So avagav d'me mela karavu kivan d'lesnu bahi shaita usser. Because it does not exist right now, it is usser, right? That's why it's not considered yesh lecha. Also related to this issue is, isn't it a davar shloba la'olam? Forget ribbis issues. You know, how you machin it at all. That's discussed by the achronim as well. Or, that is version number one. Since, even though they are memela karavu, since they're not here, it's no good. And then that would fit into what we just said earlier about the small gourds and the big gourds, right? It's, even though it's natural memela karavu, it is still not considered there for ribbis purposes. Ika da amri, a different version, amarava. Kiva de memela karavu, shabardami, the opposite. Since the milk is coming and the wool is growing, so then it's not a problem of ribbis. It's considered yeshlo. Says the Gemara Matani kafakach aser. But didn't we say beforehand it was aser in the case of the gourds case? Answer. Hasam lav mine karavu. Deshakli le lahai v'yasi achrini biduchte. There, it's not a natural growth. Why? Let's say you would pick up the gourds. If you would take them, so then would it be, would the new gourds would grow back? Hacha, I'm sorry, right, also, different ones. Hacha mine karavu. Dechishakli leilahai lo asachrini biduchte. I'm sorry, did I flip it? Over there, la mine karavu, it's not coming from them by the milk. By the milk case, if you take the milk out, the new milk is going to come. So you see, it's a different item. Mashenkin, by the gourds, if you cut the gourds, they're going to be different gourds. There aren't going to be big gourds coming. So therefore, you could say the milk and the wool is more of a natural memela karavo, and that's why that's considered there. Mashenkin, when it comes to the gourds, that is not the same, and therefore it is different. See Rashi? Of a lav mine karavu chalav habala acharzman ain a gadol mikoach chalav shahaya bebehema b'shas mecher. The later milk has nothing to do with the milk that's there now. There's milk there now, and if I milk, there'll be new milk produced. So that's different. The haki shakel haikule lagamri asi achrini aval hacha hanosaf al hadeluim ketanim nasi gadolos. When the big ones become small ones become big ones. Mine karvu, mikoach haktanos ba, vaktanos kvar hayu b'shas mecher, umididehu deka mishabeach va'azel. And from it, it comes, and therefore it works. Did I just flip it? I think, as I said that, I think I said it in the opposite way. I apologize. Yeah, I said it because the hasam and the hacha is flipped. Really, Rava is going back on the previous case. Rava is saying the gourds case work and the milk case does not work. And the question is, why is that? And the answer is, because the milk case, that's very different than the gourd. The gourds case, it grows, it expands. You have the small gourd, and it becomes a big gourd, that you can say is yesh lecha. The milk is a different kind of case. So that's why there's a difference between the two. And Rava said the earlier case would work, while the case of haholich lachlov, that would not work. That's the kach v'kach, would not work. Good. Says the Chashukei Chemed here discusses, what about eggs? What do you say about eggs? The Gemara says if you have a larger fruit from a smaller fruit, that's considered yesh lecha. It's considered there. If you have milk or wool, right, or honey, it's So then that's not considered mimela, because if you take some, so then more would grow in, and therefore it must be, it's two different items. What about milk? He sells him, Reuven Balul, right? He locks in a price for the season. So that you have eggs now. But is that considered you have eggs in the future? So he says it's seems to be based on our Gemara. It would probably be more similar, not to the gourds case, but to the milk case. Because if you take eggs, then new eggs are going to come. Right? It's not like these present eggs have anything to do with the future eggs. So that's what you would compare it to. But then he says maybe it also relates to the issue of Darvish Labalola. Right? You don't, you know, they're not, their mom is not here now. So you have, also have to relate to that on a Kenyan level, not just on a Ribbis Durabanan level. Okay, that's the Chashuk Echemet discusses that case of eggs. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Amar Abaya, Shari Leila Inish Lomemer Leila Chavre. A person could say to their friend, Heilach Arba Zuze Achavite de Chamra. Right, he says, take four Zuz Achavite de Chamra for the barrel of wine that is in your Rishus, but this is the deal. Again, a forward contract. I am not taking it yet. You have the wine. I'm paying for it today. And he says, Itakva Birshuscha. If the wine goes totally bad, then you're still responsible. Then I'm reneging on my deal. If the wine goes bad, I'm not interested, and you have to give me back my money. But if it goes up or down in value, then it's mine. Then I take responsibility. So is that allowed? Abai says that's mutter. Meaning, is that ribis or not? Says the Gemara. Omar le'ref shrav yila baya. 1 minute. Tai karav l'schar v'rachog lehefzidu. That's ribis. Karav l'schar means he made the condition that the other guy is responsible if the wine goes bad. So why is that mutter? That's ribbis. It's karav l'schar. There's a good chance there's going to be a profit. V'rachok lehefzid, and it's far from the risk. So why is that mutter? So Amar Le'Abai says no. Kivan the makaba ale zula karav l'zelazehu. You're right. He doesn't accept responsibility if it goes totally bad and becomes vinegar. But if it goes down in value, he accepts. So he is taking some risk, so therefore that is okay, says Abai. You don't have to accept all the risk. As long as you accept some of the risk, then it is okay. Tosas discusses on the bottom, obviously, that today is whether he was he pulled the wine yet or not. Tosas says even if he did pull the wine, maybe he could figure out a case where he would make this condition. That's Tosas on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Okay, here we go. Says the next Mishnah, very relates to Lamaisa issues. Important comments of Tosfos coming up. Hamal ve'es chavero. If Reuven lent Shimon money, lo yadur b'chatzero chinam. Shimon cannot let Reuven stay in his yard for free. Let's say Shimon has an apartment. So Shimon just got borrowed money from Reuven, and then Reuven's looking for a place to stay. Shimon's like, you know what, stay in my apartment. For free. It's not allowed. Because that smacks of ribbis. Again, it's not ribbis d'oraisa. It wasn't agreed upon at the beginning. But it's max of ribbis. You're doing me a favor because I lent you money. Besides the money that you're going to give back to me. And velo yisker me pachos. I can't even rent it if you're going to give me a discounted price for the rental. Mipnei shehu ribbis. Because that is ribbis and that is a problem. Says the Yamshel Shlomo in Bava Kamma. In Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph. Says the Yamshel Shlomo. Ba'avonosenu ha'olam einam nibzharim begeder haribbis. People aren't careful about these issues. They're not. V'damya leheter b'einayhem. It's mutter in their eyes. V'lo od afilu hamal v'makbid al zeh ilo avid le'lazeh mili d'chanifus ki agavna. It's not only that, but it's like the malv is looking for it. Not only are people not makbid about giving them, but sometimes the malv is looking for, you know, extra favors. Look, I lent you money. Magili. That you're nice to me, that you let me cut the line, that you let me stay in your house. Come on, I lend you the money. So not only are we not mocking on it, we look for it. Vitoim bedivrei hapasik eved lovei leishmalve. We make mistakes of what that pasuk means. The kamasha amar yishayo anavi. Right, it doesn't mean that the lova has to do everything for the malve. Kolovo kumalve kugomer v'sovrim lios nichna tachtav ve'enam yodim shafilu lo hudielo shalomaser. They don't even realize, we're going to have later on, Ribbis Bidvarim, even giving him an extra special hello could be usur. If somebody lent you money and now you're going beyond what you normally would have done. But let me explain what I say in this case. What's the case he's talking about there? What's the case? The Chashuk HaChemeter talks about it. Let's say Reuven lent Shimon money. Shimon's the guy by the shul. That Shabbos, Shimon calls him up for maftir. Oh, is that a problem or not? Is that a problem? Shimon's the gabbai, right? Is it known? Is it public? So if it's public that he just gave Shimon a big loan, he calls him up, that's a big problem. That's a big problem because you can know. But what if, A, it's not really that known, and even if it is known, what if Shimon's the gabbai, he gives everybody aliyahs? This is not something unusual. Then it'll be okay. Meaning, if he would, he might have gotten maftir even without the loan. So then you have what to stand on. But if he wouldn't have got, what if he gives him maftir Yonah? Right after getting the loan. That's ribbis. That's what it's talking about here. And the Avshal Shlomo says, we're not careful about this. We have to realize that there are issues of ribbis. Ribbis doesn't only mean where you arrange it, but it means where it's going to give him an extra idea, right? Give him an extra kibbutz, give him an extra anything. You know, that is what applies here. Asks Tosfos here. Say, how do we ever do anything for each other? Right, this is the kasha. Tosfos in the bottom. Tosfos second to line in the Tosfos. Aval chatzer. V'hashta kasha. The adam shemal v'lachaveru. V'chiyaser lasos lo shum tova shemaolam. Reuven gives Shimon money, so Shimon can't do anything for Reuven until he pays it. Even afterwards it would be a problem, right? Because it's ribis mucheres. So how do we live? How do we like lend people money? How do we deal with people? Very important question. Lomi by dvarim shein regilos lahashil chinam kigon bayis osus v'chayotzim and da'asal hashil amalve afilu ovo kolkach. Right? Even not only let's say okay, let you stay in my house or let you borrow my horse. Ella afilu dvarim sheragil lahashol chinam la'achirim shein regilus litos charmehem yehayasur. What's going on here? So Tosfos has two answers. Number one, says Tosfos, v'yesh lomar tedafka b'mili tefarhesya va'avsha milsa tuva asar hacha kulehai kion lader b'chatzero v'litko pa'avdo. If there's a major favor that's very public and people are going to be talking about it and realize this is something unusual. You let him rent your house for a month without paying rent? That's something unusual. You let him borrow your car for a couple weeks, right, without having to rent it? So, things like that. That's what the Gemara, we didn't get to it yet, but it's talking about staying in a house without having to pay rent. But little things, you know, extra little things that, again, you might have done anyway, even without the loan, then that's assumed to be okay. That's going to be the basis for a lot of little, you know, don't worry about it, cases of ribbis, where we'll get to Bezrem later in the parak, where somebody gives me A and then I give him back B. I would give him that anyway, neighborly activities. Where you give back the neighbor more. Somebody gives you a half a bottle of ketchup and you get him back a whole ketchup. Right? Because you know what you want it? Are you, A, maybe you're just giving a gift to the other half, and B, I might have given you, if you wanted to borrow ketchup, I'll give it to you for free. You don't really need to pay me back. So it might even be often when we have those neighborly things, it's not even a loan. When somebody borrows something for cooking, if the guy, I have no kavanah that you're going to give it back to me. Right, but again, that's not immediately to b'farasi of Avshe Milsa. And then Tosfos says, V'yod yeshlomar, maybe the case in the Gemara is where you're doing it without his knowledge. That's the focus of why it's a problem. But if it's midaito, lo aser lebedaver shalohaya oselov the malve below halva. Even something major, maybe it's only aser if the lovet doesn't know about it. But if the lovet knows about it, he does it willingly. So then that's, you know, and he would do it anyway. Then that's not a problem. That's like the case of the aliyah. Right? The Chashuk HaChemeter discussed that also. The case of an aliyah. If this is the gabbai of the shul and he goes around and gives everybody, okay, maybe the week after the loan you shouldn't give it. It looks bad. But the following week, if he gives everybody and there's a cycle of people getting aliyahs, then it wouldn't be a problem in any case. But again, very fascinating inyanim. What about lending him svarim? After Shidduch Kubetzes? What about lending him svarim? Is that okay? Somebody lent me money, and then I'm going to let you, you know, borrow my svarim, you know, in the interim. Says the is a tshuva of the Gaonim that's quoted here in the Shita Kubetzes. The Shita quotes Rabbeinu Gershom, who quotes a tshuva of the Gaonim, and he says, no problem. No problem for ribbis. When do you say there's ribbis by a chatzar or a bias? Avol svarim lo avidi inchi la agure va'avdi lo shule de mechavni lo shum mitzvah. I'm giving you my mitzvah. I'm giving it to you for a mitzvah. Tarin aviyim uksuvim. Lech aleichem mishum revis. No problem. We might add another svara. And that is, right, that's the, or I might add a question on that. What do you mean you're letting him borrow svarim? Right, that's giving him pleasure. Mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Right, that's the learning. There's mitzvos lav lehenos. So what the whole question of the Shimon Kubensis? Let's take it off the ground. You're giving him a mitzvah. So, we mentioned many times, that principle might not apply for Talmud Torah. Mitzvah lava hedos, do not get any benefit? Maybe Talmud Torah has an element of benefit. And that's based on Rav Avra Menahar. Right, Rav Avra Menahar's comment, one of the Rishonim on Masechet Nedarim, where the Mishnah says in Nedarim, at least according to one Girsa, if I make a neder not to get benefit from a city, then I'm allowed to use the lulav of the city, I'm allowed to use the other items of the city, chefsa shal mitzvahs, because that's not called hana'a. Mitzvahs lava hainos didn't do, but you can't use the svarim of the city. Ask Rav Avra Menahar, why not? Heichnas arom likos besvarim, mitzvos hiu, mitzvahs lava hainos didn't do. Answer, delo shayach taima mitzvahs lava hainos didn't do, ela be mitzvah shituliya be maisa. Kshadim osa, ena miskabin ledvar hana'a, like slulav, avo mitzvahs limud, betalma Torah, shehu inyan tzir halev, viyadiyas ha'emes, Iker hatzivui hu letzayra emes ulehis aneg veleanos bimada lasamech levavav v'sichlo kidechsip yikud yesher mishar misam chilev. A major element halachically of Talmud Torah is the hana involved, and that's why an avel is not allowed to learn Torah, because it's besamech as alev, and therefore it's an exception to the rule of mitzvos lav lehenos didn't do. So maybe that's why also the Sheet of Mekubetzes here says, what about Svarim? And he gives a technical answer of the kavana that he's giving him a Svarim is for is to be able to make the mitzvah. Why doesn't he just say it's not hana? The answer is it is hana when it comes to Svarim. Okay. Amar of Yosef bar Ben Yomi, Amar of Nachman, says the Gemara. Afapi, we're relating back now to a Baba Kama issue. Zenen of Zelo Chaser, that's Sugya. Ava Bisha Amru, Hadar Bachatzar Chaveru Shalomi Daito, Enazar Lalas Lo Schar, even though we've said, if somebody lives on somebody else's yard without his knowledge, he does not have to pay him for it. Zenen of Zelo Chaser, we're talking about a case where he's not losing any money. Helveo Hadar Bachatzarah, but if the guy lent him money, Zorach Lalas Lo Schar, then he can't live there for free. Right? Because that's Rivis. My Kamash Montanina. What's the Chiddish of Rav Yossi, Bar Min Yom, Me'omer of Nachman? It's our Mishnah. Hamal v'schaver lo yadur b'chatzir achinav lo yiskar b'mena b'pachas b'pnei shehu ribis. What's the chiddush of Rav Nachman? Answer, imi mas nisan, hava amina hanimili b'chatzir d'chaim ala agra, v'gavra david l'megar. If with our Mishnah, I would have thought that only applies by a chatzir that is usually rented out, meaning chaser. V'gavra david l'megar, meaning nehene. Zenenev is a chaser. Maybe that's where it's a problem. Aval chatzir d'lo kaim ala agra. Meaning, zelo chaser. The person does not usually rent it out. V'gavra zelo avilamegar. Meaning, zelo nene. I would, if I don't get this for free, I'll find some other place for free. So it's zelo nene v'zelo chaser. I would have thought in that case, aim alone. Maybe there's no problem anyway, cause he would never pay. Kamash malon. Still we say, it is usser to live there. Is usser to live there, even if Rashi says, if you knock off a little bit of the chov. If you knock off the whole value of the rental, fine. But even if you knock off a little bit of the chov, Rashi says, that is not good enough. Yeshlomon mikan, says Rashi. Aser lahalvos al bayis v'ladirbo afilu b'nechyasa. Right? Even if you knock off, you deduct a little bit, it's still going to be aser. It says that in a field, as long as you take off a little bit, it's okay. That's what Rashi says. There's a different, because there's a risk factor. You have no idea how much the field is going to produce. But in a house, there's no risk factor. You're not losing anything. So therefore, there is a difference. Okay, either way, Rashi says, if you want to live there, if the Malva wants to live in the Lovis house, you got to pay full rent. Ika da Amre, or a different version, Amrav Yosef Bar Min Yomi Amrav Nachman, different version of what Rav Nachman said, Afa Bishamra Hador Bechatzar Chaveir Shalom Yidaito, Enozor Alas Lo Schar, even though, if you live in your friend's property without Rishus, right, you're allowed to, Zenenev Zelo Chatzar Es Pater, Halveini Vador Bechatzari, lend me money, and I will let you live in my yard, Tzorach Alas Lo Schar. That's a problem. So the Gemara says, two versions of Rav Nachman. Man damar hilveyu, if you said the first one's asur, kol shekin halveini, surely the second one is part of the agreement. If he says explicitly, lend me and you can live there, that's even worse. Man da'amar halveini, but if you say the halveini one, the second version, aval hilveyu lo, then the first version might not be yasser. Why? My time, huh? Kiva de meikara lava daita da hachi osve, because you didn't make the loan conditional on this living. So less lunbab, so then there wouldn't be a problem. So two versions of Rav Nachman. Is he only limited to a case where it's conditional? Lend me and you can live in my house for free. Or is it even not? Lend me and you cannot live in the house afterwards, even if you don't say it. Two versions of the discussion. Okay, so there's more here. Again, the important discussions here is, like we said, in Tosfos and the Shidim Kubetza and the Yamshel Shlomo and Baba Kama in Perek Tes. Again, one has to be careful. If there is something that I would not have done for the person had even saying hello, right, we're going to talk about later on. The Mishnah is going to talk about Ribis Bidvarim. Somebody lent me money. The next day I come over to him and give him a super duper hello. Or going overboard in my thank yous. There's a balance of regular, normal Hakaras HaTov, which one has to have, right? Obviously, we're Yehudim, Modim, right? That's why Amon and Moav can't marry in, because Lokin Mu'eschem Alachem of Amayim, the Ramban and Parshas Kisei say that having Hakaras HaTov for a Jew is definitional to our nature, to the Mahus, right? But that has to be weighed with the issues of ribbis. So, of course, we have to do a regular thank you, but more than that, and doing extra favors for them in return, you know, could border on ribbis derabanan. So one has to know exactly the halakas of how to act. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll start the next story on Daf Samachay, Be'ez Hashem, next time. Okay, we'll stop here.